than the speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Holy hole in a donut!
I never said thank you.
And you'll never have to.
Welcome to another episode of Batman Superman Dawn of Podcasts. As always, I'm your host, Adam. And with me are my two co-hosts, Stephen Marshall and Ryan Huseman. Boys, how's it going?
Very well. It's Crisis Day and I'm getting ready for Christmas.
Well, no, it's not Crisis Day. Crisis has passed. This is Christmas, my friend.
Oh my gosh! Welcome to the
cut, redo,
Just keep going. Yeah. We're recording on Crisis Day, but we're looking forward to Christmas.
Basically, Stephen's had too much eggnog or the English equivalent. He doesn't know what day it is, so that's what we're going with.
All right, so I am going to just pretend that we're still doing it the way it was originally planned. Okay, it's the 24th. Of December. I can't wait for Christmas tomorrow. Crisis was amazing. I can't believe that Ragman died. Wow, I'm surprised he came back.
I can't believe Blue Devil showed up. Yeah.
Well, the best part was when Santa Claus came in drunk.
But the ambush cameo was my favorite.
But in case our listeners can't tell from all this crazy talk that we're doing here, this is our Christmas episode. So first and foremost, we want to wish our listeners, all three of you, a Merry Christmas if you celebrate, and a Happy New Year, because we won't be doing another one of these till 2020. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, well, whatever you do celebrate, I hope it's a good one.
If Adam ends up meeting Margot Robbie, this will be the last episode.
Exactly. if Margot Robbie, Gal Gadot, Journey Smollett, Belle, Minga Kelly, Connor Leslie,
Alexa Bliss.
She's not decent. Is your her too?
Well, you can still
She did a Harley Quinn. All right. If any of those people come to my door and say, "Let's run away," I'm out of here. And if these two guys want to continue the podcast, by all means.
Let's see. Stephen and I will go on for a couple more episodes. Henry Cavill will show up at my door, and Stephen's all on his own. So.
And then Ben Affleck will show up at Stephen's door and say he wants to play Batman again. And that's as far fetched as you're going to get. None of this shit is actually happening. So let's get into the Christmas spirit. We've got a couple of animated themed Christmas episodes to talk about. But before that, let's talk about some DC Christmas gifts that we've gotten over the years. Shall we?
Yeah. Sure. Who wants to go first?
All right, Ryan, give us your DC Christmas haul. What's one of the best things you've gotten?
Some of my
favorite things I've gotten, because I've had some pretty DC heavy, Christmas, over the last few years. Last year I got that Anatomy of a Metahuman book that's like written from the perspective of Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of like a neat little textbook journal, however you want to call it. And I just kind of like the whole idea and concept around that. And also continues to show just how paranoid Bruce Wayne really is. I've gotten some other favorites I've gotten are the 2 7-figure from the new 52 era, the 7-figure Justice League set. And also the hero and villains one, because of Batcat. It's the only way you can get that Catwoman figure. I'm sorry. What else? I'm trying to think of like some of my favorites. I also one Christmas I got the Stan Lee Presents, like Stan Lee doing one-off stories of
Stan Lee Presents the DC
Universe. Yeah, it's called like Just Imagine Stan Lee.
Is that the one where like Batman's an actual like Batman and stuff like that? Yeah.
And Aquaman is like a guy that's actually made of water, and it's very cool and very interesting to see what Stan Lee would have done with these characters.
I did enjoy it, but at the end of the day, I kept coming back to the fact that thank God he didn't create the DC Universe, because this is not what I would want to be on a consistent basis.
If Snyder's DC Universe was controversial, wow. Right? Should I go then?
Sure, if Ryan's done, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Ryan? Sorry.
No, I've gotten so much other stuff over the years. I just try to narrow it down to a couple of my favorites. So
Well, I got a DC like espresso set with the cups and it's like Green Lantern.
Now you're talking my language. Now we're getting
Well, I'm gonna tell you something funny in a minute, right? So I got this set. It's beautiful, right? It's got like Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman. I think that's all it is. I think it's just those four. I don't drink coffee, so. I've literally kept it in its box and it's in the cupboard.
You could put tea in there. I mean, there's no rule against it. You make the rules.
Yeah, but they're not very big cups, and I like a big cup.
Yeah, I know, but little shots of tea.
Yeah, one of the best things I got was my brother got me a Superman Doomsday set, and it's like two tall like figures of Superman and Doomsday.
Ooh.
From the Death of Superman. It's got the graphic novel in it as well. I've not opened that either because I'm kind of thinking like I kind of want to keep it pristine, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, I mean, you took it out of the wrapping paper, right?
Oh yeah, I did.
Because I figured maybe you poked a hole in the wrapping paper just to see what it was, and then you're like, all right.
I open it up and it's not even that. Yeah, that's one of the best ones I got, and I've got like a Superman like flask. To put tea in, but I've never used that either, so I'm a bit useless with these these gifts. So, Man of Steel Lego as well, got his Lego set.
So the moral of the story is if you get Steven a gift, he's probably not going to use it.
Well, at least it's not like my boyfriend. Joe gave me a like old-fashioned lighter back in November that had this Superman logo on it, but the rainbow pride flag.
Oh, cool.
He had used up all the liquid just playing around with it before giving it to me.
Oh. Wow. I mean, to be fair, he had to entertain himself, so.
It is kind of like a very dangerous fidget spinner. I will give you that.
So yeah, that's pretty much me. I've had hoodies and all sorts, but the Superman Doomsday one's the best like one I got.
All right, cool. All right, I'll go now. I guess I got to go with the thing that rekindled my comic book collecting and eventually killed my wallet. And that is I got the first five issues of the Jeff Loeb and Ed McGuinness Batman Superman. Or was it Superman Batman? Whatever the title
is. Yeah, Superman Batman, that one.
Yeah, Superman Batman. Comic book, the first five, and then you know the
so that's
the,
Public Enemies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the 2 days after Christmas, I called my comic book shop and I'm gonna say, I put the next issue down for me. Put it on a list. Make a list for me and put that on the list. And then that was the only book on my list for about it lasted a couple months because then Jim Lee was announced. As doing Superman, so I'm like, well, shit, I can get that, and then Batman was added in a whole slew, and then it ballooned to a ridiculous amount of titles that it is now. But that was the first, you know, set of issues that got me back into collecting comics. So I got to give a shout out to that. And then 1 year, my mom got me this great statue of Superman fighting Darkseid.
Is that the one where Darkseid's like a lot bigger?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And like Superman's flying like in midair, and they're locked in battle kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's that one, and it's really cool, and it's in my cabinet here, and I'm kind of staring at it as I talk about it. I also have, let's see here. I have a, it's another kind of DC Direct statue kind of thing. It is the Batman Begins Tumblr, but the camouflage one, when Lucius Fox takes him for the first spin, and then Bruce says, does it come in black? So it's that one.
Oh, nice.
That's really cool. And what's another one that I can mention? Okay, I'll go with the Hush graphic novel. So two graphic novels and two statues. There we go.
Yeah, nice.
And that was around the same time that I got the Batman Superman five issues. So they, so my sister got me the Batman Superman, and my brother got me the Hush, the two volume hardcovers that, when it was broken up into two volumes. And so yeah.
So if you hadn't got that Superman Batman issues at that Christmas, who knows what would have happened? Because you might have, I mean, you probably would have got back into it anyway, wouldn't you? But might have taken a bit longer.
Yeah, I probably would have. I mean, it was the combination of Hush and the Batman Superman. So it was the combination of those two. So basically, it would have been the moment I read, because I read Hush first after I opened them. The moment I read Hush would have been the moment that sort of rekindled it, because that's when my fascination with Jim Lee really kicked in, and when I found that he was doing Superman, I'm like, damn it, I'm in. I thought I was out, and they pulled me back in.
they always so do.
That would have been the moment, I think. But yeah, it might have taken a couple more years until I actually, because before that, when I was getting comic book stuff, it was random. So like, I had to go to Italy one year, and I went there because he was like literally down the street from my house, and I bought I said, I need to be on a plane. You got anything? And he's like, well, what characters do you like? I said, well, Batman and Superman have always been my favorite. So he gave me Dark Knight Returns and Kingdom Come. And then, but I never thought, okay, this is going to be a monthly thing where I'm going to collect these things. And, you know, once in a while, I'll go grab one. And then Karma said, yeah, watch that dumbass. Watch what happens now. And here we are. You know, that's it. Those, and I've gotten so many other DC things, but I think those are the four that really stand out.
Yeah, and it sounds like the Superman Batman was very important.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love that book.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Now, is that what got you into reading, collecting comics, just across the board to begin with?
That was the first one I put on my list, and then. I don't know if it was like a month or two later, he called me and says, he goes, just to let you know, Jim Lee is doing Superman. And I said, well, I'm going to have to add that to my list. And then I said, while you're there, just might as well add Batman, because I'm getting Superman. I have to have Batman, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, wait a minute, there's a detective in action too. And then they feature Batman. And I have to get these two too. And then I'm like, well, if I have, you know, these four, what's the harm in adding Justice League?
That's how it always starts.
Yeah. And then you come out of a shop and went, ka-ching!
And then it's like, Christ almighty, I gotta get the Flash and Green Lantern. And,
God.
And there it is. They, yeah.
Yeah. Not wrong with that, though. Not wrong with that.
Well, my wallet would disagree, but sure. It's not harming anybody.
Right then, shall we move on to the episodes?
Let's do it.
Right, sure. Three Christmassy episodes. So I thought I'll run down cast list quickly, like the main key members, and then I'll read the plot, and then we can get into it.
Yeah.
So first one was Batman the Animated Series, Christmas with the Joker. I think this was the first episode I actually saw of Batman the Animated Series, actually.
Oh, wow.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it stars Kevin Conroy as Bruce Wayne Batman.
Who's that guy?
Mark Hamill. Well, you can watch him in something that has already aired. Wink.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
That's who that guy was.
It Yeah, Hamill's the Joker. Lauren Lester as Dick Grayson Robin. Bob Hastings as Commissioner Gordon. Marie Devon as Summer Gleason. And Clive Revel as Alfred, which that's interesting because Alfred, I remember the Alfreds in the early Batman episodes, they kept changing the actor, didn't they?
It eventually went to Ephraim Zimbabwe.
He became the voice, didn't he, in the end, yeah. But there's odd episodes where it's like, I assume maybe he wasn't available or something, or they just it was cheaper to get different actors or something. So the plot of this one, the Joker escapes from Arkham Asylum on Christmas Eve and has a special Christmas plan for Batman and Robin. Kidnapping Commissioner Gordon, Summer Gleason, and Harvey Bullock, he threatens to kill them at midnight. Of course, things are never easy with the Joker, and he sets a few disasters in motion to keep Batman and Robin busy that Christmas night. So, guys, what do we think of Christmas of the Joker?
I'll start if you guys don't mind.
Sure. Yeah.
I really... It was fascinating when I first watched it because, and I don't know if I don't remember if I saw it like as it aired, that particular episode, or for whatever reason. But I can remember back in those days, everybody was singing that version of Jingle Bells, right? And I'm like, who made that up? And then when I watched the episode, I'm like, now it makes sense. And that still makes me laugh, his rendition.
Is this where it came from then, or is it was that a thing before this? No, there wasn't a thing before this.
No, this is where it came from.
Oh, wow.
I remember kids in my elementary school singing this song around the holidays.
Yeah, and...
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Oh, man. But so, yeah, that was cool. And then, like, what I noticed about this episode is the Joker uses... First of all, the plot of him taking over the TV station is very much, like, in keeping with his... original debut when he took over the radio station. So it's a nice nod to comic book canon. I love the fact that his plot features a lot of oversized, props and death traps for Batman and Robin. And it's very much, again, I look at it as a nod to Batman 66.
Because
all the villains used oversized stuff. Because I guess back in those days, the old adage "bigger is better" really meant something. But I thought that was cool. I really liked the reference to "It's a Wonderful Life" and the fact that Batman hasn't seen it. Because guess what? I haven't seen it either.
You need to change that.
Well. That's what Robin says, so I don't know. My question with that, have both of you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. Yeah. It's a brilliant film, yeah.
Now, just a quick off-topic question. Who directed that? Do you guys know?
I have no idea. I just know it's Jimmy Stewart who stars in it.
All right. Cause
A Wonderful Life?
It's A Wonderful Life, yeah. You know
who I don't know who directed it. I don't know. I haven't seen all the way through.
Somebody sent me a message. Who directed that? Because I want to know if there's a director's cut. And if not, they should release it. And then I'll watch it. But until then, we'll see.
The 3.5-hour cut where Jimmy Stewart rises. Yeah.
Can I just do a random little segue? Have you guys seen the Family Guy Christmas episode where... it's the one where they've got Kiss Save Santa in it, and Lois goes crazy and climbs the Christmas tree. Because she actually walks into this film and knocks Jimmy Stewart off the bridge, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it, but now I want to hunt that one.
Yeah. You need that Christmas episode of Family Guy is one of my all-time favourites at Christmas anything.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sorry, anyway.
I just enjoyed the reference and the fact that Batman hadn't watched it, because... neither have I, and I felt like a kinship with Batman at that moment. All of Robin's references to Batman, old Scrooging, Ebenezer Scrooge. That was funny. So those were the things that really stuck out to me. And then, you know, having Batman and Joker battling over Avada chemicals again had to be a reference to 89. So those are the things to me that I really enjoyed.
Maybe I was looking a little too much into it, but Joker escaping Arkham with the rocket ship Christmas tree. Just it kind of felt a little 60s in the first episode of the Adam West show where he's, you know, on the playing baseball and he's launched out of the prison yard and that's how he escaped.
I was gonna say that when I went. It's very similar, isn't it? Because I thought the exact same thing watching it this time, like that episode of because he's throwing the baseball. It's kind of weird actually to see Joker playing baseball in that episode. As well, I know. So. And then Adam, you mentioned about the references to Tim Burton's Batman and stuff. I thought the Gotham kind of, which obviously was intentional because this Batman was kind of almost innocent in essence based off the Burton films, wasn't it? But it kind of reminded me of Batman Returns a little bit, the way some parts of Gotham look with the Christmas tree, which maybe just making the parallels because of the movie's got the Christmas tree on it. So there were a few.
God, I love that movie.
By the way, you know when you hear Jingle Balls, Batman Smiles the second time, you know it's Kevin Conroy singing it as the crook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny, though, isn't it? Because he's kind of having to go at himself.
I just say it was weird watching these episodes and hearing Conroy's voice from, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
How much younger he sounds. And
well, he used to differentiate the two voices, didn't he, more than he did, later on and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is just really, it's very much a Christmas episode, isn't it, in the sense that it's very, very heartwarming, and it's kind of got that cozy feel to it. Does that make sense? Like, it's even like when the Joker takes over the TV, you know, the TV, as you said, that's very much like a Christmas special all, you got back in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's one of them, and he's obviously of its time because, like, the way he, like, beats him, and that's a bit, it's kind of funny, innit? It's not done, like, in a big moment or anything, but.
Yeah, I mean, Joker basically trips and then.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of Batman Joker fights aren't even really bad, so.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the moment where Batman thinks that guy's gonna steal that woman's presents or a purse.
I thought he was going to swing in. I thought he was going to swing in, beat the crap out of him.
Yeah. It kind of shows the Christmas spirit, doesn't it? Because instead of mugging her, he runs up and says, oh, you dropped this present a few blocks back and all that. And kind of nice.
If only reality mirrored that, because nowadays he probably just would have robbed her and then and Gotham would have been right.
The one time Gotham is actually better than the real world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a sad indication of how bad the real world is, isn't it?
A time before Trump was president. So have we got what else to say about the episode?
I don't know, Ryan, anything else you want to add to that?
No, I mean, it was a fun episode. It was a cute episode. I had, you know, forgotten that Robin was introduced so early into the animated series.
Yeah,
because
this is the second episode.
I remember when I was watching these for the, you know, starting to watch the early episodes of each of these shows, I'm like, wow, I thought they took more time to develop things. But nope, everyone's here from the get-go.
I think in this universe, I think Batman's supposed to be kind of like three or four years into his career, isn't he? So he's already got Robin and the kind of dicks at college, isn't he, sometimes and stuff? Yeah. And the university, one or two.
You know, like, characters like Joker are already established, but Mr. Freeze and Two-Face and Poison Ivy all get episodes dedicated to their, you know, origins and whatnot.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, but it was fine. My, you know, of the three that we're covering today, my favorite will actually be more the Justice League one, but it wasn't bad. It was cute.
Shall we rate it out of 5 then? Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What would you rate out of five? Well, you might as well go first, Ryan, because you were...
I'll give it 3.5 out of 5.
Okay. Adam?
I'll give it a solid 4.
Yeah, I think I'll go for a solid 4 as well. I think I think because obviously it's kind of dated a bit, but I think it just kind of has that Christmas feel to it that I love, you know, that kind of enjoying that warmth and stuff. So
yeah,
cool. Right, then should we move on to the new Batman Adventures episode?
Yeah,
it's good. Which is Holiday Nights. So again, Kevin Conroy as Bruce Wayne, Batman, Arlene Sorkin as Harley Quinn. Diane Pershing as Poison Ivy. I've got a question about her, but we'll get back to it in a second. Tara Sharandoff as Batgirl. Robert Costanzo as Harvey Bullock. Leanne Shermer as Detective Renee Montoya. Ron Perlman as Clayface, which he did it throughout the series, didn't he?
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, yeah. Matthew Valencia as Robin, and this is the Tim Drake Robin this time. Mark Hamill as the Joker, and again, Bob Hastings as Commissioner Gordon. Yeah, so Diane Pershing as Poison Ivy. Was she always Poison Ivy on this show? Because I always thought it was someone else. That name does not ring a bell to me whatsoever.
I think it was always her. But...
Was it? Maybe I'm just thinking of, because there's been stuff later, haven't they? And she's been in a lot of stuff, hasn't she? So...
To my knowledge, it's always been her, but I could be wrong.
Well, you're probably not better than me, mate. So, plot for this one. This episode was actually adapted from a Batman Adventures Holiday Special, which was published in 1995. Have either of you guys read that?
I have not, no.
No, I actually think it might have more stories in it from what? Because I had a little Google of the images, and it looks like it's got some different scenes that are in the cartoon, which they're obviously tied out because they've only got 20 minutes. So, it contains 3 Christmas vignettes, all completely unrelated to one another. The first story stars Batman in pursuit of Gotham's dames, Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn. The following tale is Batgirl's confrontation with Clayface, and finally we have the Clown Prince of Crime on the loose with Batman and Robin trying to stop him. So, do you want to go segment by segment, maybe? And then?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So, if you don't... Am I right to start on this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I think the first story was the best story of the three, which was the Poison Ivy Harley Quinn one.
Agreed.
And I thought... And one of the reasons was... the use of the, I say lighting, but it's a cartoon, the way it was drawn and stuff, like the scene where they go to the toy shop and Batman's chasing down Harley and Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
They used some really good, like, darkness, and you couldn't quite see his face, and it just, like, worked so well. That was, like, a big plus for me in this episode, and I kind of liked that they obviously poisoned Bruce Wayne and got him to use his credit card to go shopping. Oh, it was quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys probably agree, but I think when Ivy and Harley Quinn are together, it's always like, there's just something really good about seeing those two together, isn't there?
It's always...
Especially in hindsight of the new Harley Quinn animated show and the band between those two. Yeah. I really do just love when it's... That's why I can't wait for Margot Robbie to be opposite someone as Poison Ivy in a future movie.
It's funny because you know what I was thinking? I'm watching the episode, I'm like, well, I mean, if that was Margot Robbie, and let's say just throw a name out there. And what's the girl in the Jumanji movies?
Nebula and Karen Gillan, I think.
That's it.
I
think to myself, okay, we got Margot Robbie, just cast Karen Gillan, and if that was me, listen, they don't have to use no poison potion on me. Just take my make out with me here. Take my wallet. I don't give a shit. Like if you're gonna go broke, that's a great way to go broke. And hey, 100% in 89. If you gotta go. Go with a smile, right? So
I like that reference. That's good.
No, but can I go next?
Let's go.
I'm gonna echo your sentiments about the lighting, because especially the shot that really got me about that segment of the episode was the one where Batman is leaping onto the car.
That's the moment when she says, we need to get away from him, and then they realize Batman's there and start screaming, don't they? I think that's the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, because Poison Ivy's like, what's going on?
It was clever the way he got away as Bruce Wayne, though, wasn't it? To come back as Batman as well.
Yeah, he clumsily falls down the elevator shaft.
Imagine, kind of playing on the pretense.
If Clark had heard him and showed up as Superman to save them, he would have ruined the whole thing.
Yeah. He's like, God damn it, Clark. And Clark's just like, Martha. He's like, yeah.
that's the key word today that he lets him know not to come. Don't show up if I see Martha. It means I'm all right. It's the safe word, but not in a sexual thing. I just want to comment on the Batgirl episode. I kind of liked it for the sense that I don't know. First of all, seeing Bullock drunk playing Santa Claus,
that was funny.
That was hilarious. Like,
yeah.
I'd like to see a DC spinoff, like in the vein of Bad Santa, but with Bullock.
And is it the Bullock from Gotham? Because yes, please.
Oh yeah, that would be perfect. Well, what other Bullock would we have?
It was it was just a bit too short, wasn't it? If it had been a bit longer.
Yeah, but I did, and just like the fact that she, you know, something about it gave me a 66 vibe a little bit. I don't know what it was, but
no, I know what you mean, yeah.
And then the third portion of the episode. I gotta say, the new redesign of Batman the Animated the Batman Adventure. What the hell? What's the
new Batman Adventures?
Yeah. The new Batman Adventure. Stupid. They should have just kept the old title. Who cares? But anyway, the new Batman Adventures. The animation got worse, and I didn't like it as much. And that is most evident with Joker. I don't like his look. Like he loses some distinctness.
I didn't get that. He doesn't have his red lipstick, does he?
I mean, my old co-host loved it because he loved stupid shit. But, you know, I didn't take to the redesigns, and it was a little bit jarring. But you know what? As much as I love the Harley and Poison Ivy episode, you know my one favorite moment of the whole thing?
Cool.
Was when Gordon and Batman meet for coffee.
The end.
It's coffee. Could be eggnog. Maybe it's alcohol because they live in Gotham and who knows.
But would you guys... Yeah, sorry, go on.
Would I have coffee with Gordon? Absolutely.
No, I was going to say, would you guys like it if we got a moment like that in like one of Matt Reeves' Batman films? Maybe to end one of the films? Just
absolutely, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it? That'd be really cool. Do you know something that shot me in the Joker segment? Joker shot Batman in the arm, and it was definitely a bullet, not like a laser or something. I was like,
because Batman's arm is bandaged when he goes to see Gordon.
Yeah, but you're just like, hang on a minute. They actually used that in a kid's cartoon. I kind of forget what they used to be able to get away with, to be honest. But it was a distinct bullet sound as well, wasn't it? It wasn't like a because in the animated series, the cops used lasers, didn't they?
Yeah.
Being that, it was definitely bullets.
Yeah, even Batman in the animated series has always gone has always had the propensity to use bullet effective.
Yeah. But you just kind of don't expect him to actually get shot by one, do you? You expect him to miss. But he actually gets shot in the arm with one, and I was a bit shocked.
Yeah, that's true.
Watching it, yeah.
Kind of does make you think, Bruce, why don't you wear like plating underneath or like bulletproof something?
Yeah,
like
but not segmented shit like the Dark Knight.
That
looked like futuristic FBI.
Okay. I like that suit until it got to the legs. The legs on the Dark Knight suit is.
Oh, they're awful out there.
It's just like, what are those like lines? Whatever.
It don't matter. You're not really looking at his legs, are you? So.
I know you don't really.
Well, I wasn't.
But I've got some.
Oh, you're damn right! I was looking at Anne Hathaway's legs.
Something I have to confess about this episode as well is I'd seen it before, but I've never really like paid attention to it. Weirdly, and I don't know why. I always used to kind of watch it, and it'd be just I'd sort of be on my phone or something while I watched it. Whereas this time, because I actually watched it twice. I just sat down and watched it like both times properly, and I'm like, why have I never sat and watched this?
As you were watching, you're like, shit, I gotta review it, I gotta pay attention this time.
Well, I'm glad it did. I'm really glad it did, yeah. So, Ryan, have you got any thoughts?
I have to be honest with this episode. I had never seen this one before. So when we got to the end of the Harley and Poison Ivy segment, I'm looking like, wow, that was a quick, like, 20 minutes. oh, it's multiple stories. Okay. That makes
well,
sense.
Well, it takes the, what's it called? What do you call it when it's a... Oh, what's that name for shows that are...
Like an anthology?
Anthology, yeah. It is an anthology approach. That I'd like to have seen him do more, to be honest, of these. I think it worked really well.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of surprised that none of the Arrowverse shows have... Not, I'm not saying to do it, you know, a Christmas...
I know what you're going to say, yeah.
But yeah, have done, like, you know, one episode of Arrow is, you know, like three shorter stories or something.
Mm,
or maybe it would work better with Flash, maybe. But... for the Harley and Poison Ivy segment, I can probably see why maybe now in 2019, going into 2020, people being, you know, thinking, oh, of course they're going to have the female villains go shopping. But then again, if I could control Bruce Wayne and use his credit card, I'd be doing the exact same thing.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. He's a rich SOB. I mean.
Uh-huh.
No offense to Martha, but you know.
the Clayface. It was cool seeing Clayface. I did not expect that that's where that part.
Oh, speaking of, sorry, can I just mention some episodes? Sorry, to interrupt. Yeah. Right.
That's fine.
So it comes over radio to the cops and it goes, right, we've got young whatever they say, like young criminals, and they make a point that the kids, both Bullock and Thingy, get the guns out. I'm like, why have you got your guns out if it's kids? Why just have your guns out?
I mean, it is Bullock.
And it's Gotham, Steven. Where do you think we are?
True. Yeah. Well, Bullock did make that kid, didn't he, when he said, you're not the real Santa Claus. He goes, Carsey, I want to see my gun. I was like, whoa. Sorry, Ryan, anyway. I didn't mean
No, you're fine. I
just wanted to say it before I forgot. Yeah.
I never even considered that to be an issue. I was just like, it's Gotham. Of course they're going to treat everything suspicious with, ah, crap, it's a villain. but it was I wish we saw more of Batgirl in that little segment, but
same,
she always seems to get short shrifted a little bit. And then I'm with you guys on the it's not a bad Joker design. But when I think of Batman the Animated Series Joker, I think of, like, Christmas with the Joker. That version of the Joker.
Yeah. I think if they just put the red lipstick on.
Because it was a lot more... Because that version of Joker is a lot more expressive with the eyes because there's actual
detail
to it. Whereas this is just two dots. And,
it was weird. It must have been a budget thing. Got to have been, on it.
Probably.
So they can get the episodes out faster or something, yeah.
You know, I like the... For Batman Animated Series, you know, relatively speaking, I like old school Joker more, but I actually do like the new suit better. But that's just, you know, my personal thing.
Mm.
And that Robin, that's supposed to be Tim, right?
Yeah, it's Tim. Yeah, there's an episode after this where they actually introduce him, which is kind of weird that they do it that way around. But
yeah,
okay.
But it's the way they did it, so
that's fine. It was good.
It must have been a scheduling thing because this must have been the first to air because it was the Christmas episode. So they must have wanted to jump on the Christmas thing and then.
Like for the earlier seasons, are there any like Dick Grayson origin episodes or are we just.
There's a two-parter, I think. Yeah.
Robin's Reckoning, and some people think that's the best episodes of the series, and I won't really argue with them, I don't think, because it's really good.
Well, they're certainly up there for sure. They're part of the conversation, yeah.
I know people would probably look at the Two-Face or Mr. Freeze episodes better, but...
Okay. Yeah, that you'll hear a lot of people say that that'll be up there with them as well. So... Do you want to rate this one then? Out of five again?
Sure, I'll say 3.5.
Okay.
This one I'll go up to 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with 4 as well because I really enjoyed it. And although it's different to Christmas with the Joker, and but it just again, it felt. I mean, maybe it's because I'm in the Christmas spirit there, but it just felt really Christmassy, and I absolutely Love that about it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So we've actually got the same scores as last time, but just a few different opinions. Like, you two have swapped scores.
Yeah. Well, that's how we roll here. You keep it interesting. So, next up is Justice League, and then we'll let Ryan go first when he's talking about it, because it was...
I'll do the cast list and that again, then, and then we'll...
Do you want to do cast list first, or have me kind of describe the episode?
Yeah, I've got the plot on that, yeah. I'll just do it all in one go, so... Because I actually want to mention the cast list, especially on this one, because someone made me laugh. So, this is Justice League Comfort and Joy, which is the only Christmas episode they did. And it stars George Newbern as Clark Kent Superman and DJ Rubber Ducky, which I thought was hilarious.
yeah. Please tell me he made the farting noises.
Well, maybe he did. Carl Lumley as John Jones. Mike Farrell as Jonathan Kent. Shelley, I can't even pronounce his name, Fabares as Martha Kent. I believe they're the two that did it on the Superman the Animated Series, aren't they, returning? Pretty sure they were.
As far as I remember, yeah.
Yeah. Michael Rosenbaum as The Flash, Ian Buchanan as The Ultra Humanite, Phil LaMarr as John Stewart, and Maria Canales as Hawkgirl. So the plot for this one is, on an alien planet, the Justice League works together to assemble a machine that will prevent it from colliding with another planet, thus saving its population. Their mission is a success, and the League looks forward to Christmas season, except perhaps John Jones and Hawkgirl, who are unfamiliar with Earth's holidays. So, Ryan, you might as well go first, as Adam said, because you were saying it's your favourite.
I love the concept of not warrior princess, Hawkgirl, but just that, like, the only way she knows how to celebrate is by fighting. And I do really like the, because I know that it had been established beforehand, the something of a relationship or feelings between Stewart and Hawkgirl.
Yeah.
Now, this is my somewhat inexperience with the DCAU showing, but I noticed that in the beginning of the episode, after they had built the gravity machine and saved the planet of those adorable little, like, squid things, they referred to him as GL. Do they not know each other's identities in the DCAU?
No, they actually reveal it in Starcrossed, which is...
like, right after this, I think.
Yeah, well, Starcrossed after this, or was it Wildcards and then Starcrossed? Or was this after Wildcards? It don't really matter, does it? But anyway,
I would just have thought that they would have.
In fact, no. Wildcards is when they get together for the first time in it. So I think this is after.
I think Starcrossed, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Starcrossed. But you remember there was Wildcards where the Joker pawns all those bombs. I think I think that's before this actually. So, Starcrossed is the episode where they actually take off the mask, don't they? Because I believe the Flash does it first, doesn't he?
No, actually, it's the three-part Starcross is right after Comfort and Joy.
Yeah, so Wildcards is before Comfort and Joy, innit?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, because that's when John and Shearer get together in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, anyway, that looks like...
I love all the different ways that John uses the Green Lantern energy to hurl snowballs at a... That kind of stuff was just what I thought was just kind of fun, and it was real sweet, you know, after the fight and everyone's kind of like asleep and drunk and unconscious, and you know, she goes Merry Christmas, John, and kisses him on the cheek. But my favorite little segment, I like the Flash. And with the toy, and I don't know who that villain is supposed to be.
The Ultra Humanite.
Ultra Humanite, okay.
Yeah.
That was like a key heartwarming story, but my favorite, the one that made me like get all festive and in the mood, was Superman taking Martian Manhunter back to the Kent farm.
Yeah.
And I just love how the Kents don't even care. It's just like, oh, you know, we're no strangers to aliens. Come on. Yeah. Oh, you're a Martian? Cool.
Imagine they imagine they showed up at the White House for dinner, Christmas dinner.
I love that Clark's just a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
And John Jones is kind of surprised to see him that way, isn't he? He's a bit like, what's
good? And I love it that the Kents have to, like, we wrap everything up in lead. I love it when John is phasing through and he finds Clark, adult Clark, who would be like in his mid-30s in front of the Christmas tree doing what I do on Christmas. It was just a very heartwarming that's the kind of stuff that put me in like the Christmas mood is John being introduced to all this. And I love it when Martha gives him the gift of the sweater and he, you know, busts himself out and goes, you know, I'll grow into it or I'll make it fit.
Yeah, and he goes, well, yeah.
That's the kind of quality content I live for. It was
I think for me, my two favorite, I mean, the part with the Flash was nice, but I think to me, the two favorites were GL and Hot Girl, but more importantly, like you guys were saying, the Superman and Martian Manhunter stuff, because I think, again, seeing Clark be a big kid and, you know, wanting to open his present and peek and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that I would do, and unfortunately, I don't have X-ray vision, so it kind of screws any plans of that up. But also, you know, John being so different, but you know, the Kents accepting him anyway. I think that's what I think that does is it really showcases what the true spirit of Christmas should be. It shouldn't be about religious backgrounds, about this or that. Like if somebody were to come at your door and want to spend time, you know, obviously, provided they're not a mass murderer, but you know, somebody in need
come
of
on,
a meal.
Come on in, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody in need of a meal and just warmth. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's me as somebody who celebrates Christmas, it would be my obligation to invite them in and share that with them, regardless of whether they were also Christian or Catholic or what have you. And I think that you know, that really echoes the spirit of the season. And I think overall this Christmas episode felt more like a Christmas episode than even the other two. Like it felt more Christmassy, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever.
I think it's because you see Superman at Home, don't you? I think it's the homeness.
And this one feels
like the
theme, like to get deep into this one, the theme of Christmas, the spirit of Christmas is so along with the other.
It's not just set at Christmas, is it?
That's what separates totally agree, the two Batman episodes from the Justice League one.
I'll actually talk a little bit about the Flash run because I really like that the Ultra Humanite kind of does have a heart and he kind of fixes the toy. Mm-hmm. But I like how he slightly quotes improves it and makes it his voice really. He basically makes it more educational than if it kids.
Yeah,
that I thought was quite funny. I'm actually probably going to risk getting fired by Adam here, but I'm not a massive fan of Jon Stewart on this show, and I like Jon Stewart in the comics, but on the Justice League show, I kind of always found him a bit boring, to be honest. Don't fire me, Adam.
Well, I wouldn't fire you for that.
but I think when he started to get interesting was at this point when they put him with Hawkgirl, and then what happens in Starcrossed made me like him a bit more. But at this point, I was still a little bit thinking he wasn't that interesting of a character. But so I think for me, that might be the weakest of the three, for me personally, but not because it's bad, just because of wasn't a huge John Stewart fan. But I think, like, obviously my favorite's the Clark Kent Superman one, but it's just so fun to see Clark acting like such a big child. So so I totally agree with what you're saying about it being, you know, heartwarming and, you know, really the spirit of Christmas and all that. I think that's absolutely bang on. So yeah, anything else to say then, guys?
I'm good. I'm ready to rate it if you are.
Yeah,
you go first, Adam. If you get your rating ready.
All right, I've got it ready, and it's a 5 out of 5 for me.
Okay. Five. Ryan, do you want to go next?
5 out of 5 for me as well.
Oh, I'm going to be the Scrooge here. I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5.
Folks,
I want you to go half a point lower.
Do me a favor. Stalk Steven online. Find his home address. And send him lots of coal.
But I think we can all agree we all enjoyed all three episodes, didn't we?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they were all fun, yes. If you want, like Steven, like I've said to you, like a week or two ago, it's like I'm really upset that they never did a Christmas episode for Superman's show.
Yeah, I am as well. But you kind of got it in this, didn't you, in a way? So I say next year we'll come back and do Brave and the Bold Invasion of the Secret Santas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Batman Returns.
Well, we could do Batman Returns. But
to make Adam happy, we review and treat Dark Knight Rises as a Christmas movie.
What we're doing, listen, I'm the boss, and I think we're doing Batman Returns. And that's the final.
We could do Invasion of the Secret Santas with it, though, couldn't we? It's only one episode.
What series is that from?
Brave and the Bold.
All right, well, we got a whole year. Let's do it.
We need to be like your former co-host and have everything planned out exactly for a year.
Yeah, listen, I'm not setting it in stone. I'm just saying a possibility. Maybe we'll come back and do Invasion of Secret Santa. There's also the Young Justice Christmas episode, isn't there, which from season one we could do. But I don't know if that's very Christmassy. I think it might just be Christmas.
And I know Adam would be very, gung-ho to do... the Teen Titans Go Christmas episode, so.
Well, that one's brilliant, though. When they,
I love it.
Absolutely brilliant. But the one I'm thinking about is the Halloween episode where Santa tries to take over Halloween.
Oh, God. I love Teen Titans Go. I'm sorry. I love that show. Stupid.
There you go. We've given some recommendations for Christmas episodes outside of the ones we've reviewed.
Folks, get ready for Batman Returns next year. That's all I know. I think it's a good way to end this episode. I just want to thank you guys for being awesome co-hosts, and I hope that that Santa is good to you both and gets you something DC related that we can talk about on the show.
Hopefully.
Maybe next year. We'll see. Or before next year. Again, to our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed the content in this episode and, throughout the year. And we hope that you'll be back with us next year for a big year, because we got Birds of Prey and Wonder Woman on the movie front. We've got two Superman animated movies, so there'll be a lot of talk there. And I'm going to venture to say at some point early in the new year, we're probably going to get our first look at Robert Pattinson as Batman, and God willing, we'll get an announcement of something happening with Superman on film. But we'll have Superman and Lois on TV to talk about. So
lots of cool stuff.
It's going to be a good year. But until then, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Holy hole in a donut!
Guys,
I never said thank you.